Okay, so we're live now. Okay.
Are we live?
Yeah.
I don't know if we are, but we move.
Well, it says we're live.
I believe we're live. What's going on? Welcome. Merry Christmas. We're in that weird part of the Christmas period where no one knows what day of the week it is. And I only remember that like about an hour ago that it was actually Tuesday. And that's why we're here. Cut the chat. Pre-2022, post-Christmas. I suppose we start with how was everybody's Christmas? Femi, you start.
Christmas was good. I was supposed to go to Dorset, but that got cancelled because people in Dorset had a cold.
What do
Not
you mean?
corona.
What do you mean?
My missus aunt was not well.
Oh, it was just a cold.
Yeah, so she had norovirus.
Yeah, I've heard there's some next bug thing going around as well.
Yeah, and so because of that, we just couldn't go. So we ended up staying at home. And then we had one of the other aunts come over because she got pinged. And her parents didn't want to round them because they're vulnerable. So she came
wait,
over.
Wait. So she came to you lot because her parents didn't want her.
Yeah, it's funny still. Well,
she was obviously
she was
negative.
Invited. She was invited, but that
she
wasn't
was negative
her plan.
Though.
No, she didn't have COVID.
Oh, okay.
But her parents were just worried because she was pinged, innit? Because like you know, older people are like you know, they're vulnerable and like you know, just want to look after themselves.
Right. And so this track and trace thing actually works then.
If people follow it, but most people don't, right?
I'm just like, if
I was telling someone this story, yeah, and they were just laughing, saying, oh, someone still uses the app.
Have you been pinged? Anyone been pinged?
I'll be real, I've never used that app.
Oh, okay. Damon, you've been pinged? You're around bear people.
Well, I might be gone. So, my little niece from Birmingham is dipping.
Go on, 0121.
My little niece.
Salute.
0121.
Give me five. Yeah, yeah. Right, man didn't give me five, he went to peace, man. Bro, get out. Get out. Go on. Give me your tip. Sorry, I'm focused, I'm back.
Focus. Right, have you been pinged?
See, like, have I been pinged?
You're in like the presence of most people as being a barber.
No, but do you know what it is though? I have to shout out to all of my customers, yeah. Since this COVID started, they have been ringing me, even when they've had a cold, when they've had the flu, they're like, yo, I've tested, I'm not positive, but I've actually got a cold, shall I still come? And I'm like, no, nah, I don't even want your cold.
That's responsible.
You know what I mean?
That's very
and
responsible.
So, to be fair, my customers, I had customers cancelling all on Christmas Eve because they had been pinged, because they was, a lot of them are because they were with somebody who tested positive. So, like, I'm grateful for the customers that I've got. Do you know what I mean? Fully Why? Grateful for the customers that I've got. 100%.
Can we talk about meat? What meat?
What?
Pause. What meat?
What meat? What did you eat on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Oh, I what? Had...
Oh, brother. Man said, can we talk about meat?
we had turkey. We had a lamb. We had duck. Oh, the duck was banging. We had some beef and we had some pork and we had a big ham. What did you have?
We don't like turkey in my house.
Really?
man said that. Like
man said apparently. Yeah.
Like you found out.
So we like, we had chicken, lamb and salmon.
Salmon's okay. A standard thing, I think.
Mm.
Yeah.
You had a salmon.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you get to carve? You didn't carve the salmon.
Oh, you can carve the chicken, blood.
Oh, of course.
Carve the lamb.
Of course. Of course.
Mom was trying to get on to me about
no, I'm just carving, saying. Man. Like, do you know what? There was pushback for turkey in my house. But I wouldn't have
people
had it.
People don't really feel turkey like that, you
yeah,
know.
It's kind of out of style.
Turkey, trust me. Give it about 2 or 3 years. There'll be no more turkey at the Christmas table, I tell you.
It'll take longer than that, surely.
How many years do you think?
I reckon in the next maybe 10 to 15 years, it will just be a thing of the past.
Do you think?
All I hear is people dissing Turkey, and I'm like, raw. And then even like on like, there's always these like rumors of there being a turkey shortage, which is never true. You can get a turkey on Christmas Eve. You can probably get one on Christmas Day somewhere. There's enough turkeys to go around.
Fam, so my mom obviously don't listen. Yeah, my mom just goes and buys a turkey. Yeah, my missus is like, oh, I don't really like turkey. My mom buys a turkey. Yeah. Gets this turkey. And she's like, I'm bringing it to your house. I'm like, trust me, don't bring it because we've got because everyone's like, oh my gosh, you're supposed to go away. Now you're not. You must have no meat. You must have no Christmas. Bro, there's bare resources. This is England. This is not, I don't know what country has no resources over Christmas, but this is not that country.
Right.
Yeah, you could always get what you need. You could always get Brussels sprouts and them thing that there's no shortage. Like you said, there's no shortage of nothing. So anyway, my mom's like, oh yeah, I'm going to do a whole shopping. So she buys this turkey. And everyone's like, no, don't bring it. It's dry, it's dry, it's dry. So then obviously, it's dry now. So she's like, oh, I'll cook it for you guys the next day because the next day is Sunday and we go to my mom's the next day. You know the way my mom put mad effort into making sure it wasn't dry and she seasoned it mad.
It was banging, innit? Tell the truth.
Yeah, it was banging.
See?
She put in mad effort though. You know when someone sets out to like prove a point that turkey's not dry and turkey can be tasty.
She cooked it from the village.
She did that one, fam.
She went them ones. Yeah, 100%.
She did that one, fam. The seasoning was like from seasoning from last year.
So I was getting slewed on radio, yeah, because I say this every year, like on Christmas Day, I want to eat Christmas dinner, innit? So like my mum will try and make an extra jollof rice and a KNK. I'm not on it. It's like we eat this all year. On Christmas Day, I just want to eat Christmas dinner. I don't really want to eat curry go and oxtail and you know, I mean rice.
So what do you want to eat on Christmas dinner?
I just want to eat cranberry sauce. Christmas dinner. I want a piece of turkey, maybe a little lamb. I like a Yorkshire pudding. Some Brussels sprouts, some carrots, vegetables, gravy, bear stuffing. You know, I like just tradition. On that day, I just want to eat Christmas dinner. I don't want the extra stuff. I came downstairs and there was like mac and cheese and like jollof. I'm like, what's going on? And the thing is, I'm phony because I ate it, but still, I didn't want to. I want to eat Christmas dinner on Christmas Day. I had to stop them frying planting.
Why not, bro?
You have to what?
I had to stop them.
From frying planting?
Yeah.
What the fuck's wrong with you, bro?
Bro, we eat that all year. On Christmas Day, I want to eat Christmas dinner. That's it.
Yeah, but why can't you have a bit of everything? So, like,
because I do that all year. We do that all year.
Of all the things that you chose to stop them from eating, from cooking... Yeah, not jollof rice. Yeah,
I didn't know the jollof rice just turned up at my house.
I probably still got some jollof rice in my fridge from your mum.
Yeah,
from summer or my freezer from your mum from summer. Like that's a standard.
Nah,
come on, bro, you're rude.
Nah,
you're rude.
Not on Christmas Day. I don't want that.
You're rude.
I don't understand mac and cheese either.
I don't eat mac and cheese, so I don't even want to be caught in a discussion where I'm dissing it and people are attacking me because apparently the whole world likes it.
You know what the maddest thing is?
It's one of the best.
I eat Yorkshire puddings all the time, though.
Huh?
Yeah, that's you, though, bruv. You're like that. You'll go to a bougie pub and eat Sunday lunch. That's why Christmas dinner don't mean nothing to you.
It does, actually.
No, it doesn't. Well, it doesn't. You have Christmas dinner every Sunday.
Says the man that boxed up a bowl of jollof. Okay.
No, I didn't have a bowl. I just had a little bit on the side. It's a little bit on the side.
It's apparently your black card is revoked. You're not
whatever, man. Again. Whatever. Standard. You don't want to eat fufu and kenke with turkey and oxtail and curry goat. Like that's you eat that all year. All right,
hold on. All
you eat
right,
that all
on.
Year.
Hey, Ace, what time did you eat your Christmas dinner?
About 5.
See, you fail right there. If you're gonna do it, you got to do it properly. You're fucking eating at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's supposed to be eating at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Nah.
So you might as well have eaten the planting.
Nah, I didn't want to eat that.
See? That's traditional Christmas lunch.
I want to eat Christmas dinner.
It's not dinner. It's actually lunch.
I want to eat Christmas. That's what I want to eat. I don't want to eat what I have when I go out. I don't want to eat what I have every weekend if I go christening or funeral or normal party or I go cabbies rum.
So all I don't want to eat that. All you wanted to eat was turkey and cranberry sauce then.
No, man. I wanted a traditional Christmas dinner.
And what is that? What's a traditional Christmas dinner?
Tell us, what is a traditional Christmas dinner?
Nothing with Maggie sauce. I'm joking. I'm just... What I mean is, and the thing is, this is going to sound wild to say, but I'm just going to say it. And I'll say it in my whole chest. I just didn't want no, like...
You didn't want no blackness.
I don't want to hear that. I didn't want to say it like that. That's not what I mean. You know why? It's impossible for it not to be black because my mum cooked it. I know she's going to season up everything and it's going to taste banging. But I just didn't want the traditional African or West African dishes on my plate on that day. Or West Indian or West African dishes on that
plate.
I did it. I eat that every day. Every day. Why can't I have one day when I just want to eat Christmas dinner?
You don't eat every day.
I do eat
that every day. You don't eat jollof rice.
Every day.
You don't eat jollof rice with cranberry sauce, with turkey, with stuffing.
Fam, they don't go together. They don't go together, bro. I feel like we're forcing it. Jollof rice shouldn't be on that plate.
Bro,
it shouldn't be on that plate.
I don't disagree with you, but technically, rice shouldn't be on the plate because a Christmas dinner is actually a Christmas dinner is just basically an extended roast dinner, like a Sunday roast. There shouldn't be rice on the plate, but there is.
So if I was from Chinese heritage, and it was Christmas Day, I would be wrong if I said, look, I don't want no chow mein on my plate. I don't want no special fried rice. I just want to eat Christmas dinner. That my Chinese card would be revoked.
I'm going to tell you something. It depends what you do in your home country. And I'm very sure in Ghana, their Christmas dinner is turkey and jollof rice.
I mean, I can't believe you're getting onto me. I thought I'd have some allies with this.
No.
You ate everything, that's why.
Standard. Right, you see, listen. Beef, lamb. There wasn't actually turkey, but there was poussin. The little individual little birds.
Baby chickens.
Yeah. Carrot, roast potatoes.
This is all Christmas dinner.
At my brother's, there was turkey and chicken with the roast potatoes, the pop. The funny thing is, at my brother's, there was no rice.
Okay, there you go. He knows what time is.
No, not really.
Yes, he does. He's done it right. Really. He's done it correctly. And then you went to where?
He done a traditional Christmas dinner, a traditional English Christmas dinner.
And then the second place you went had the jerk pan out.
Oh, yeah. I said, brother, man can smell the food from way round corner.
There you go.
But it was proper. There was like rice and peas, then there was plain rice, then there was the potatoes, then there was all different assortments of meats. It was mad. I think Christmas dinner is just when you indulge and you have the best of, you understand? The best of the best. Like, your mum probably put elbow grease into seasoning that jollof, and you're just there like, nah, I don't want it. You're rude.
I'm not rude. I always say to her, I just want to eat Christmas dinner. And then she wants to
bring ungrateful.
What you're saying, yeah?
Here we go.
Is that...
This is content. This is content. It's fine.
Ace, I'm just saying, yeah? You, as a... Basically, in Christmas dinner, yeah?
Yeah.
It's basically a version of the premium British meal.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But with turkey.
Yeah.
It's their premium meal. So the premium version of the if you wanted to like have the top English food, is carvery. That's the top English food. On Sunday, that's your like Sunday best food. Okay. Is that? Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're saying, that as an African man or a man of African heritage, you do not want anything that consists of your premium meal.
On that day.
Because you're so English,
On that day.
You're so English, You're so indoctrinated, by Yes and Marcel.
Wow.
Let me take it somewhere. If I go to a Chinese restaurant, yeah.
Yeah.
For Chinese New Year, I'm not ordering plantain or jollof rice. I want to eat traditional Chinese food.
Do you know what's mad? Should I tell you the banter? Should I make you laugh, Ace? This is the funniest. Should I make you laugh? When I went to Lagos, yeah, did I tell you that I went to a Chinese restaurant, but it tasted like Nigerian, but it was Chinese? Imagine I went to, oh my gosh, I'm going to dash a picture in the group here. I'm going to find this picture now, yeah? I wish I could put it into, I'll tweet it, yeah? Imagine my brethren took me to a Chinese restaurant called Imperial Gardens in Lagos. Apparently, this place is legendary. Imperial Gardens, yeah, that's where everyone goes to after like a dance or whatever. It's 24 hours. I go to Imperial Gardens in Lagos, man, them, and the food is like the most rice you ever see. You know, Chinese people, they give you the rice as a little bowl in the side.
Yeah.
Mountains of everything. Mountains. I'm talking mountains, fam. But it was Chinese, but it tasted like you said, Maggi cubes.
Who was cooking?
Fam, it must have been a black man, fam.
Yeah, I'm guessing so.
Let me try to find this picture. It was actually something. It blew my mind.
Femi, how do you feel about not being out there right now?
Do you mind? I've never been out there at Christmas like that.
But when you go on socials and you see everybody enjoying,
you know what? It's
do you get FOMO? Do you get FOMO a little bit?
Nah, because it's a different type of flex. All it is, yeah, from what I see, is just people going to concerts. It's like people going to like a Burna Boy concert, a Diz concert. Bro, if them concerts were so lit, yeah? Why Burna Boy and Wizkid and that so gassed to come and do O2?
Wow.
Because they get paid more. They'll get paid more. This is like going down the road from your house to perform for loads of people. But why, if you can fly to the O2, which is a legendary venue, a huge venue that Michael Jackson was going to perform at, and you can sell it out. You got to be gassed.
That Michael, you know, that's funny. I like what you did there.
It's true. Do you know why? Do you know why I always mention that? Because I remember listening to a Rick Ross interview. He was in the States and he was like, yo, in London, we did the O2. That's where Michael Jackson was going to perform. These times he only did Indigo in the O2.
I think he didn't really do Indigo. Bro, I think Rick Ross even put that in a rap.
Is that what he said? Yeah. So I was like, that's my point. Like, when people hear about the O2, it's a gas venue. It's just like, wow, it's almost like Wembley. Like Wembley's like the main venue in London. But now it's like people are like, yo, I did the O2. It's a big thing.
No,
it's prestigious.
Really.
It's prestigious. Man,
listen, like going back here, should I tell you about, sorry, I'm sticking on food, I'm being annoying. But I also went to an Indian restaurant. Did I tell you this story?
No.
So I've gone to this, obviously I'm at a film festival, yeah, in Nigeria. So then at the film festival, they only have small chops. Do you know what small chops are?
Hand food.
Yeah, yeah, bro. At Nigeria, like, yeah, hand food, basically. They have puff-puff. They have, like, small bits of chicken. They have small bits of food on a plate. Spring rolls. They tend to be puff-puff, spring rolls.
Chin-chin.
No, not even chin-chin, like wings.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like really in England, that'll be a meal still. But, you know, they put it as like in these little containers. So they only had small chops. And then so everyone left there, all the young filmmakers, there's like two or three of them. They're like, yeah, we're going Chinese. Femi, you come? No, we're going Indian. Femi, you coming? I'm like, rah, there's an Indian restaurant. They're like, yeah, there's an Indian restaurant. It's 24 hours. Blah, blah, blah. It's an institution in Lagos. Well, you've never been to an Indian restaurant. Blah, blah, blah. Fam, get to the Indian restaurant. I can't remember what it's called for the life of me. Get to the Indian restaurant, yeah. They're like looking confused to see us. Like, why are you not here? Like, the guy, the girl, fam, with my brethren and his wife's a lawyer. She's bopped up to them. She's gone, this is a 24-hour restaurant. They're like, yeah, but the chef is like asleep or something like that. She's like, go and wake up the chef. She's like, how could you say it's a 24-hour restaurant and we turn up and you're acting like, why are you guys here?
Hold on, wait. Are these Indian, Bengali people.
There's like one, two, like the main people, the people that run it are Indian. Yeah. And like, and the chef of the waiters that are Nigerian, but the people that run it are actual Indian, yeah. And the girls that made them go and wake up the chef, then we sat down. They've gone to us, you know what, make one big order, yeah? Because the chef is not waking up. They order, like, the food was bang. I'm never going to lie. Again, I'm not even sure if it was Indian or not, but whatever, maybe it was. Like, but it was nice. Like, it was nice. All
right, well, explain that to me. If you're telling me the chef's not waking up, who cooked the food, fam?
No, the chef woke up. She made them wake up the chef.
Okay.
So why was it open if the chef was sleeping?
Fam, it wasn't, I don't even, you know, like when, you know when you say 24 hours, but you don't mean it.
So it's like a bar, basically, or maybe.
Yeah, but you don't meet, you don't expect people. So we turned up, yeah? There's about 10 of us.
That food must have taken ages.
But then listen to what happens. Yeah, then more and more people start coming. Because obviously people are like, where are you? A man are like, I'm here. Then the restaurant, by the time the food's come, yeah, the food was pang. Like, by the time the food's come, we've sat down, we're chopping the food. It's nice, Peshwari Nan. Like, it's the conversation's rolling. It's all like young filmmakers from Nigeria. More people have come. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the waiter's gone, nah, I can't do it. The girl did the lawyer on them. I thought I did lawyer. She was like, listen. She made them go wake up the chef again. Because before we ordered in the first place, yeah, she said to them, make sure, like they said, make sure you order as much food as you can because the chef is not waking up again. She made them, so everyone was like, there was this thing they had, yeah, called the peppered fish or something, or like the black fish. It was literally, they ordered like two or three portions of it. Everyone wanted more of that fish thing. So then they wake up the chef again. By the time we were done in that restaurant, fam, they wanted us out. They were like, because it was like, out of no, they closed. Imagine, it's meant to be 24 hours, yeah? They actually closed it this time. They didn't leave the door open. They closed it the minute we left because there was about, by the end of it, there was about maybe 30 of us there that night.
Hilarious.
And they had to cook for every single one of us, every single time. People kept, I didn't see the chef, yeah, but I'm sure he spat on the food.
Where was he sleeping? Upstairs?
No, you know, like in Lake, in them places, like they have like, it's big, innit? So like there'll be an upstairs or downstairs. Okay. And like, it's not just a restaurant. It's like, it's a restaurant, but there's also probably a house at the back, or, you know how these places move, man. It's like real Indian restaurants here.
Okay then, right.
But yeah, it was a flex.
I want to go, man.
No, it was a flex. We'll go to Nigeria one day.
I'm definitely been getting FOMO, 100%.
No, I think looking at them people, yeah, I always just tell myself, it's a youth man thing.
It's a youth man's thing. All right, let's wake up the people quickly with this relationship corner. Let's wake up. Is anyone who's monitoring the guests? Who's monitoring the?
I'm here, man. I'm chatting to them.
All right. So, quick relationship caller. Christmas Day. This is what we done on the radio the other day. Christmas Day. Man's gone to his girl's family's yard, staying overnight, opening up the presents. Basically, long and short, he's given his mum his girl's present and vice versa by accident. So that what he got his girl was a diamond pendant. Mum's gassed. Mum's like, this is amazing. Mm. Like, the mum's attitude is kind of like, I've been waiting for you to bust me. You understand? Like, all these years, I've been the perfect mum. I've been waiting for you to bust me. Yeah? The girl opens, like, some form of, like, body scrub, body butter, aromatherapy type.
Like, but hey, boy, his mum though, isn't it? Huh? Boy, his mum still.
Why did he boy his mum?
He boyed his mum.
No, but that's what you get your mum every year, isn't it? You just get your mum them things there. It's either some idiot perfume or, you understand? But obviously, the mum's gassed. The mum's busted and the mum's gassed. Fully gassed. Like, you can't even take it off her now. You know what I mean? wife is a bit upset, like, really? This is what you got me. He's played it out like, yeah, I forgot to bring your other present. But there is no other present. Yeah, there is no other present. So right now, man's scrambling, shouting his brethren. He's like, yo, Boxing Day, who can hit the jewelers? Man will hit me up talking about, can I get cold of Chifa and can I get something from Chifa on a quick thing? I'm like, Chifa's not about like that, fam. Like, Chifa's not about. Man saying to him, fam, just tell your mum you gave her the wrong present. He's kind of saying, yeah, I can't now because I've left it for too long. Like, if I said it straight away, then yeah, maybe I've left it for too long. So it's like, what? What's the plan, fam? Plus, he hasn't got peas to re-up again. You understand? Like, he spent the peas, the big peas on the diamond pendant. He hasn't got another 2.5-3 bags to re-up. You understand what I'm saying?
He just has to be honest and tell his missus while gone.
You know what? Somebody messaged me privately, Ace.
Go on.
Because they think they know who it is. They was like, man just needs to go H. Samuels and get the cubic zirconia. And then when these peas are up, he needs to just switch up the thing. He needs to switch up the thing.
But he needs to get
the blingy cubic.
Yeah. You know what? I just think like in the moment, he should have just been honest at the time. I feel like, or just be honest with your missus. Don't maybe not be honest with your mum and just be like, look, that wasn't supposed to be your present. I'm going to sort you out like a little bit later on, but you saw I'm gas mum, wasn't it? Let's just let her keep it and then we'll get you something. We'll go shopping together and get you something that you like. That's fair.
I'm more liking that argument because really, truly, the missus is supposed to know your mum's a bit of an idiot.
So how's your mum an idiot, though?
No, in the sense of, look, everybody's got issues with their stepmom, yeah, or their mother-in-law. So she's supposed to know. To be fair, it's not even worth the drama. Like, I don't want you. The missus is supposed to be like, I don't want you to go through that drama. So you know what? Cool with it. I'ma hold right. this L, and when you're ready,
we'll you just buck me.
Yeah. Really and truly.
Well, why the disparity for me between the mum's present, yeah, and the girl's present is wild.
Why? Why?
Because what? Like,
so what you mad. Get you get your missus a Canada Goose duck down for Christmas. What you got to get your mum one of them as well.
My mum's got to see it. My mum's got to see something close. My mum's got to see something close.
I don't know if that's true, but I do understand. I feel like the gulf is too big. The gulf is huge, though. If you think about it, like what you're saying that he bought her is definitely less than £50.
All right, what have you got on your mum for Christmas?
Let's be real. What did you get your mum, Ace, for Christmas?
What did we get my mum for Christmas? Do you know what? It's been a hard year. I ain't done a DJ set for 3 months.
Here we go. What did you get mumsy?
What did I get mum for Christmas this year? Mum got some artwork, some very exclusive, awesome artwork, which wasn't cheap.
Hold on. Artwork from who? Your son?
No, don't be silly. I got some really, like, some sick African piece.
Okay.
Really nice. She got something else as well. She got something else, but I won't say what it was. But she did get something. She got something quite good.
Last year?
Last year she got a like spa weekend type thing.
See?
And what else did she get? Some kind of shard visit. She got a lot of quite.
It wasn't a light drip. That's not a life.
It wasn't. Drip. Yeah, it wasn't light. It wasn't light at all.
Wow. I'm rating that.
All right.
Yeah.
See, my mum, yeah, my mum's African. She's like, just run the money in my bank account. Give me whatever small present you're giving me, but just run the money in my bank account.
Yeah.
My mum's like, yeah, I'm doing solar on my house in Nigeria. I want to push solar.
Yeah.
So just transfer the money.
I rate that. 100%. I don't think it needs to be like for like. I definitely don't think that, but I do think.
It sounds like you flexed on your mom, though. It sounds like you dropped some bags.
No, but look.
Yeah, but my mom will let me know if she doesn't like her presents. I don't want to hear that noise. I don't want to hear that noise. Nobody joking. Mom deserves it, though. Mom's like, oh, mom always represents for me.
All right, but here's the thing, yeah. So have you not got to the point where you genuinely don't know what to get your mom for Christmas or her birthday?
Always.
Because mom's got everything.
Like, always.
My mom's got, like, My mum doesn't wear jewellery, so jewellery's not really an option. My mum's not out flexing on mandem like that, where you need the latest black opium perfume, or you understand what I'm saying? Like, she's not out there. So I don't know. I like, even now, I'm lost. Like, my family, we just do a mad secret Santa. Do you know what I mean? So you're
tell
not...
us, tell us, how does that work?
So basically, it's not a case of I'm, or me and Aish have to buy Femi Sutton, Sean Sutton, the kids Sutton, Femi's sister Sutton, Femi's mum Sutton. It's just a secret Santa. But the limit is like maybe £50 or £100. So you just get one person, one thing, as opposed to, you understand, you're getting bare different things for different people. Femi's opening 5 presents. Ace's opening 2 presents. Do you know what I mean? Sean's opening 6
But you
presents.
Don't know who it's from.
Nah, but we always tell. We always tell people. It always comes out. It's like,
well, it's not a secret then.
No, obviously, but it's, you know. But the thing is, when you do it online on the proper one, when you register, there's a gift list for your age and the type of person that you are. So you can be like, I like extra large coffee mugs. I like a toolkit. I like a bedside table lamp and like a phone charger. You understand what I'm saying? So you can put little suggestions in there. So they can have a take from that, or they can be inspired and go copy something else. I prefer it that way.
It's easier, 100%.
And you know what it is? You're not. Because the reality is, you're going to be getting bare things that you don't like outside of that. And you lot know, I tell you if I don't like your gift. You lot cussed me for telling Wayne that I didn't like his gift and I gave it back. I didn't see a problem with that.
It's terrible.
So you told him that you didn't like his gift and gave it back?
Well, no, I didn't tell him I didn't like it. I said, what kind of stupidness is this? That's what I said.
So a man got you a Christmas present, yeah?
Yeah.
And you told him what kind of stupidness is this?
Shall I explain what the Christmas present was?
Go on.
It was a Ben Sherman wallet. And the whole... Now, see, Femi's laughing. Now, remember Femi, who we saw in the barbershop earlier, and he was on some I'm Feeling Paul Smith. Yeah? Cool. Ben Sherman, this wallet just had... The whole front of it was a big Union Jack. What am I doing with that, bro?
You can take it to your EDO meetings.
Ace can have it on the table when he eats his fully.
Use it as a coaster.
His English dinner. His Christmas dinner the right way, the English way.
I don't think I've done anything wrong. And to be
Wayne
fair,
definitely got that from TK Maxx, 100%.
Brother, brother, listen.
100%. They got to win.
I'm done with all of that. I'm done with bare things, bare packing out. You're bringing out bare things that you know you're never going to use. Never. That's long. That's long. I'm too old for that.
To be fair, we shouldn't really be getting presents at this age anyway.
Are you mad?
No, I'm dead serious.
Have you not seen my Crocs? You not seen my Crocs?
I saw them. Are you going to wear them? Do you wear them to cut hair?
Are you what? So hair can get in my toes? You're crazy. No, wait.
Are Crocs comfortable, by the way?
Yeah. Huh?
Are Crocs comfortable?
Hey, listen, I've been cussing everybody that I see wearing Crocs.
Me too.
They are a next level of comfortability.
How? They're rubber.
Do you know what it's like? It's like the Yeezys. It's like them Yeezy trainers or them Yeezy sliders.
No, it can't be the same. It can't be the same.
Bro. All right, look at sliders. Sliders are comfortable, no?
Yeah, 100%.
It's no different. Sliders, Crocs are just the same thing. They're just the same thing, but they're ventilated. So your foot, you know, like in a slider, you might stub your toe and peel off your toenail. It's long. Mm-hmm. In a Crocs, your toes are protected. You get me? And ventilated.
I can't believe Uncle Damon, that's probably been costing people left, right and center, is now trying to justify Crocs.
I didn't buy them though.
Where are you going to wear them?
In my house. You see, summer. You see, if we're on a little picnic park adventure, gotcha. I might bust them. And you know why I might bust them? Because Ace, you know some of the picnic park adventures we go to, it could pop off. So I might have to put it in sport mode and you get me, and bounce.
You can't run in Crocs. No, there's no way you can run in Crocs.
Have you not seen sport mode?
The sports mode. I saw that one
still. What the hell is sports mode?
1 second. Let me go get them. Let me go get them. Yo, man.
Wow, Femi, you know about this, yeah?
Yeah, the sports mode is, man, are saying when you put the bat bit on, that makes it a sports mode.
Oh, so that it don't fly off.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, and that's actually called sports mode.
On a band one, yeah.
That's the croc. Check the colour as well. Check the colour. That's a man them colour. That's how you put it on like that, yeah? See sports.
A man said that's a man them colour. Bro, stop trying to justify the thing, bro.
So that's how you put it on normally, yeah?
Yeah.
Sport mode. You just flick that back. Push in. You get me?
And then flick it around there.
So when you're... That's not... You get me?
It's not coming off.
Man's waiting for the bus. You understand? Man's waiting for the last tube, everything.
This is amazing to me.
You understand? I'm a bus you. Shall I get you a pair?
I might need a... I might get a pair for when I go back to work next year. I might be comfortable.
I'll get you a pair. If I see you on road... If I see you on road, I'm going to throw drink on your foot to get your foot wet, but...
Yeah, but you can wear socks with them, no?
What? 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 Because man's got waterproof socks.
Well, at least it won't go on your toes like mad. Do you know what I mean?
They are. And you notice what it says. Number one, and a BAR.
Oh, you got the personalized joints.
But the mad thing is the B bus off of the left foot. So
shame, shame. The
bus off of the left foot.
So it's like really? Number one bar.
Yeah.
Bar.
I can glue it back on. I'm going to glue it back on still. But yeah.
Peak.
Levels.
I like your excitement about
you know what? You know what else I got for Christmas?
Go on.
Have I told you, man, that I'm a redneck at heart?
What did you get? A cowboy
hat. Have I told you, man, that I'm a redneck at heart?
No.
So
it's all coming up about you, man, tonight. Still, I'm not gonna lie.
Like
Ace on the Ben Sherman dinners.
Yeah. I love that. That's what we're calling it. That's what we're calling it. Ben Sherman dinners, you know. Mm. So, you know, like I love cars, isn't it? Cars is my thing. I'm the biggest monster truck fan.
What?
Monster trucks.
Okay.
I've always wanted to go see monster trucks, but obviously it's only in America, isn't it? Yeah. And you're not getting monster trucks in New York or Vegas or Miami. You understand what I'm saying? But I've always wanted to go monster trucks. They're coming over here next week.
Look how excited you look. Look how excited he looks. I've never seen you look so excited in my life.
Hey, have you seen them things? How high they jump? Have you seen what they do now?
No. What was the name of the famous monster truck from like the 80s? Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. Still about? You know what the mad one is now? You know what the mad one is now? The grave digger cunt. The grave digger's been dominating for like the 10, 15 years on the mad team.
Is that coming as well?
I hope so. I hope so because... It better not be no British moody thing.
Yeah? Where are you going to experience this?
Mandy like a Suzuki Vitara with the big wheels. You remember that? Like
a Fonterra and that. Yeah. I used to love Vitaras though. When I was a youth, I badly wanted one.
Bro, you know what the man thing is? Man used to date because when they came out, you know they had people putting the fat wheels on them, innit?
Yeah.
Bro, my brethren had one of them, yeah. And it looked like it could do this thing. He decided to test it by flying over a speed bump. The spare wheel on the back. that car was not the same again.
It's hilarious. Suzuki it was not the same
again. But no, wow. I'm gassed. I'm going next Sunday. Sunday the 9th, I think.
Where not is it?
O2.
O2. One.
I'm fully gassed. Fully.
You look it.
I've got a meet and greet thing as well.
Who are you meeting in the car? Who are you meeting?
Yeah.
Hey, go rub the car bonnet. Like, yeah, what? Bro, you get to like driver, take pictures of him. Yeah.
You understand? Meet the driver, get up close to the cars and then like it's mad. You know how much them tyres cost for one monster truck? Them tyres are like about 10 bags.
Maybe more. Tire.
Yeah, Damon, bro.
Damon, this is for your specialist podcast. You're going into too much detail.
Yeah!
No.
This is sounding like wrestling right now.
Bro, it is what it is.
At least I know this time we can get him about. Man's got meet and greet tickets, you know, for Monster.
No, that, that I wish Lee was here, man. You know, like, I wish Lee was here right now. I'm so sad that Lee's not here.
I'm gassed.
Man has got to meet and greet ticket to go meet Monster Trucks.
That's so funny.
Fully gassed.
Man was dissing that man that got in Ben Sherman wallet, bro. That's what man take to Monster Truck visits, fam. That's where you put your ticket.
Exactly.
Nah, fam, that Ben Sherman thing, no way, you're mad.
It's going to be you, you know, like at the Monster Truck. You know it's going to be you and bare, like, little kids and white uncles.
You know what the maddest thing is? Obviously, the way Ash has patterned it, I'm going with two brethren, isn't it? Monster Ash and Nathan.
Once Rash is going to try and steal one of them cars, bro. He's going to try and hot wire one of them. I'll be driving down the A2. Can't even get it through the Blackhole Tunnel. I'm trying to think if I've ever had meet and greet tickets for anything.
If you've ever had what?
It's a bit like, it's a bit, you can't tickets. Because your life is about,
before that stuff.
Bro, you've been doing radio
There was no before that stuff. People are buying tickets to meet and greet you. What are you talking about?
I was meeting people, bro. Meeting and greeting people.
I'm trying to think if there's any meet and greet tickets I'd get now, though.
Well,
I'm sure there is. You're probably
going to say no, because everyone's accessible to you. So
Just ask them to come in on radio. Tell your producer, please get me blah blah blah. That's your meet and greet.
And remember,
I've definitely done that before.
Remember,
have you?
I book thingy for the show and then try to have a side conversation about business. Doesn't always work.
Hold on, you're trying to mock the thing, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. See, imagine, yeah, you went somewhere and they had all of like the 80s famous automobiles.
Yeah,
Knight Rider.
I'd want to take. I'd want to take pictures with him. 100%.
Okay.
100%. 100%. I would.
Okay. Imagine seeing Kit. You would want to go in there and like, yo, is this? You understand what I'm saying? You want to see?
You want to meet and greet Kit?
Yeah.
Can I tell you about my first ever biggest disappointment in life?
You told us already. Wait, no. You might not have gone.
Okay. So, and the thing is, it's so deep here that this might be my earliest memory of just being a person. I was about 4 years old. I will never forget this ever. I was in nursery, yeah? And they were like, kids, do you want to meet Kit? And we were gassed, absolutely gassed. He's like, what? Kit is outside. We were so gassed. Made us put on our coats, standing, like, hold hands. We all walked outside just for some black car. Like, what? This ain't Kit. Yeah, this is Kit. Okay, so what? Like, is he going to talk? The car didn't even look like Knight Rider. It was just any black car. And the thing is, it wasn't even like, you know, like, it was like, they didn't book somebody to come and pretend to be Knight Rider. It was just like, what? Probably like one of their boyfriends had a car that they thought resembled Knight Rider. I was pissed for the whole day. I remember, like, when I got home, like, remember mom picking me up, like, what's wrong? She said, I was like, they lied. They said that. They said that Michael Knight and Kit was coming. That's when I knew not to trust people ever again.
Wow.
That's biggest disappointment.
That's when you knew that Santa wasn't real.
All
unfolded.
Now, why did they say that? Why did they actually I'm still upset about that. Anyway.
I don't know, but in January, I'm off. We can run up in the nursery and stick it on them if you want.
You say you're outside in January, Damon.
Wait, you say you're off in January?
No, you're outside in January.
Oh, yeah, for real.
Freedom Day.
I doubt it. Even, I doubt any of them people are still even alive, to be fair. That was 4 years ago.
There you go.
Rest in peace, but you shouldn't have lied to your children.
Don't lie to kids. Rest in peace, but you should have lied to me. That's funny.
Don't lie to children. It's bad.
What's going on? Wait. Desmond Tutu, fam.
He got to Desmond
Tutu. R.I.P.
It was Christmas Day, right? Or Boxing Day?
It was, I think Boxing Day? I want to say Boxing Day, but it might have been Christmas Day.
All right, fess up, yeah? You, man, fess up. Fess up.
No.
Who thought Desmond Tutu was dead already?
What? No, bruv.
Not me either. Of course I didn't. I didn't. No way. Of course I didn't.
Hey,
no, I knew he was alive. I knew he was alive.
The one that says stuff like that. That's usually me.
I knew he was alive. Of course he was alive. He's been alive for time.
What is wrong with you, man?
It's you ain't right.
I did, no, some people, like, because you haven't heard, because you know what? There was a time when Desmond Tutu was on the news every week doing this thing, like, love this guy, always, like, doing the great work that he was doing. And then obviously he went quiet, but obviously he got old, innit? So he's not really about as much as he used to. And then sometimes when you don't see people, you're like, oh, maybe they've just passed away.
It's like,
nah,
it's
bro. Man like Desmond can't pass away and the world don't know and the world don't pay respects. You're mad.
Salute to Desmond.
Like, he was the driving force behind Mandela and their mandate.
Absolutely.
Desmond was the real, listen, man like Desmond, you know. Anyway, yeah, Desmond Tutu, boy. What else have you been going on? Ace, you been in the yard?
Desmond Tutu, I read a quote this week that was decent. I'll read to you, though, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He said he once joked about dying and when he got owing to a mix-up at the pearly gates, he was sent to hell. A few days later, St. Peter heard a bang, bang, banging at heaven's gate. He went to go and check, and he saw that it was the devil knocking. St. Peter says to him, "What are you doing here?" The devil replied, "Since you sent Tutu down to the warmer place, he's been causing too much trouble. I came here to ask for political asylum."
Yeah. One.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to my man.
Man,
famously said, you know, he said, the white man came to Africa. They gave us they gave us the Bible and told us to close our eyes. By the time we opened our eyes, they took all our land.
Wow,
it's a big quote still.
Big. I'm rating it. What else have you been going on?
Travis Scott still getting cancelled by all of these different brands and things due to the fatalities at his concert. What do you guys think about that?
I don't think he's right.
Why?
Because he's not in charge of security. He's not in charge of making people safe. He's not like, he's not, yes, his name's behind it. Do you know what? If, after everything that happened, he just came out and said, "Ah, I don't really care. I'm onto my next concert or whatever." Then, yeah, he needs to be cancelled. But man's remorseful. Man's, you understand, he's trying to help. He's trying to help, you understand, rectify whatever situations he can rectify. Like, he's, unfortunately, it's one of them things where it's just like, it wasn't him, bro. Like, corners were cut, but I don't think he was the one that cut the corners.
Yeah. I think the thing that goes against him, yeah, is there's a lot of footage of him telling people, not from this concert, from previous shows, of him telling people to go nuts, rage. If somebody doesn't get hurt, then I ain't done a good job. And like, rage, yeah, go nuts. You know what I'm saying? All of that stuff. Them thing, I'm not saying that again. I don't think that. I do also believe that there are other people that should hold more responsibility than him.
To me, yeah. Like, that falls in, yeah. That to me, and I've said this before, that falls into the same lane as, in the last 5-10 years, there's been this culture of rappers promoting taking drugs other than weed. Do you know what I mean? Like, bruv, man's from South. You see this whole mosh pit thing? Man don't understand, and man don't do this mosh pit thing, you know? But all of a sudden now at festivals, man them's doing this mosh pit thing with rappers. Like, that's not our thing. Do you know what I mean?
You can't say that. In the 90s, we were jumping up with each other.
Onyx,
Wu-Tang. Man, we were like slam dancing.
Bro, the mosh pit thing. And you can turn around and say, all right, it's similar or, you know, whatever. But, nah, man's going in there and coming out with teeth missing and all that. No, bro. But man's promoting that. So, yeah, man, and anything, any statement that a man made X amount of years ago will get dragged up and used against him. But I don't think he's ever actively gone out there and said, yo,
you want somebody to die.
If people don't die at my concert,
of course, no way.
What are you talking about? You understand? Like, no, I feel it for him. I feel it for him. I actually do. Because who wants that? Who wants that on their conscience?
Mm.
See what I'm saying? Like, who actually wants that on their conscience?
I feel like this is going to last a while. Like, I don't feel like as quickly as like news goes in the current age, like people forget about things. I feel like this is going to be ongoing.
Nah, you know what's going to happen? We're going to forget about it. And then someone's going to be taken to court in a couple of years. And then we're going to be like, oh, that's from there.
Mm.
I think it's going to die down. But you know how things take extra long in America. Someone's going to get prosecuted or found guilty or, you know, a mad fine. And then we're going to be like, oh, that was from that thing there.
I'll be honest. I feel like how he's being treated is... Actually, I don't know. I can't even say that because I'm imagining me having a family member going to a concert and not coming home just because they've gone to a concert.
Yeah. Damn,
my anger is going to be with the artist. Maybe it's misplaced. Maybe it is. But I'm going to hate that artist forever. If my family member has gone to a concert to enjoy your music and not come home, my anger is going to be with you. I'm not going to want to hear your tunes. I'm not going to want you to eat. I'm sorry. And I know that's probably the worst thing to say, but you got to think like a 9-year-old died, bruv. 9 years old.
Deep.
Like, it's deep. It's deep, man. There's so many layers to this thing. It's mad.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe. See, this is my thing, yeah? And sometimes it's too soon to say these things, what I'm going to say. But sometimes we need tragedy, and sometimes we need victims to make a better tomorrow.
Mm.
So you see, with this whoever, but I'm using a 9-year-old for example. Maybe they need to change the rules and change the law, like Hillsborough. There cannot be any persons under a certain age going to concerts where you're standing up now. Do you know what I mean? Because the reality is, if something goes wrong and we're it's a stampede or it's a rush to get out, I'm good in it. Like, I'm good. I've either got Timberlands on, I've got whatever on, I'm good. You see, my child is peak, bro. So maybe that needs to be a law that, you know, just like roller coaster rides or whatever, that you're, you know, it can't be children under the age of it. There can't be no children standing. All children that now go to concerts have to be in a seat.
They have to be in a certain area or something. I don't know. Just...
could even be a certain area. A certain area with a lot more emergency exits or a lot more access. It has to be.
Mm.
It has to be. But as I said, before this, we would never have had these conversations. We've never even, you understand what I'm saying? Like, you see Hillsborough. When was Hillsborough? In the 80s?
Yeah.
It's only now that they're actually now going to start reintroducing standing stadiums, standing stands and turnstiles and that. So not turnstiles, all standing stands in football grounds. Where my season ticket was, the red section in Arsenal, no one sits down.
Right.
That's the only, no one sits down. But I don't know why it's just that spot, that particular corner in Arsenal, no one sits down. And it's just a known thing. You know what I mean? Mm. But going back to what they're trying to introduce in the football grounds, we're talking 20 plus years later. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it was horrendous what happened at Hillsborough. Like when I see footage of it and programs talking about it, I think, bro, everybody thinks, you know what it is? Everybody thinks they're strong enough, innit?
Yeah,
like, man. I can hold man off.
You're not.
I can hold man off. You see, when you've got hundreds of people crushing onto you, bruv, like, it's devastating. It's horrible. So maybe what comes from this is changes of laws. And as I said, no children, no persons under the age of 18 can be standing at concerts anymore.
And the thing is, like, even that, like, that is something like, you have you ever been into carnival and the crowd's going one way? There's no way of pushing it.
Yeah.
And that's just, and that's nothing like what they went through at Hillsborough, but like,
yeah,
you can't move, like, wherever the crowd's going, you're going.
Yeah.
Like, that,
yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. Like, I got stuck one year with one footballer. And he'd never seen anything like carnival before. Mm. Like, his jewelry game was mad. And I've said to him, listen, don't wear no jewelry. And he didn't really take me seriously. I'm like, brother, trust me. Like, because if it goes, there's nothing we can do. I don't think you understand. It's not scuffing. It's not talking. If someone snatches your wrist or rips your earrings out or whatever. Anyway, so we've parked up at Holland Park. So we're walking. Is it Ladbroke Grove? We're walking up the hill. And you get to the top and you look down.
Yeah.
And as man's looked down, he's like, what is that? I said, that's exactly my point. We're going in there. Obviously, we got the spot, but we got to get through there to get to the spot. You understand? And it's him, his wife, and his daughter. So we're moving through and we're strong arming. You understand? Make space with, you understand? And we're getting through. And then at one point, you see like the 12 youths just steam through with the masks on, couple Alizé bottles in their back pocket. And I'm saying to him, if them man turn now, no one here is doing anything. You can't. You just got to, you know what I mean? Then we got to a point and it's like what you said. I think people just had enough and people was forcing themselves that way. People was forcing themselves that way. And it was literally, we surrounded his daughter. And we just moved with the crowd. We just
gotta do that.
We just ended up over Sir, and then let's back off round. Yeah, it happens.
Oh,
it happens.
Will we ever carnival again,
bro? We have to. Ace, you need to help again. We what have to
do.
Will I don't we know, bro.
Again,
we have to, bro.
Yeah,
we have to. Come
we
on,
we have to, man. We have to, but. I'll be honest, it's not looking likely, man.
My last 3 years of carnival have been the best ever, blood.
Yeah. Good times.
It's been the best ever. Yeah. Knowing where to park. Free parking?
Yeah. <Don't> know.
Come on, it's been the best ever, bro.
Yeah, no, hopefully. Hopefully, man. 2022, we need it. 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 We need it, man.
If we are going to have COVID, yeah, we just need to have more variants like Omicron. Yeah, I can work with Omicron.
Yeah.
Why can you work with Omicron?
It don't put you down like that.
Yeah. And what they're saying with Omicron as well.
Saying, Omicron don't make man sit down, yeah?
Nah, fam. Man's a soldier. Nothing makes man sit down, you get me? But but what they were saying, a couple of suggestions that they put forward, and I'm not sure if they put them through in Parliament or people just suggesting it, is like with the Omicron variant. I heard this on the news. The Omicron variant, if you get Omicron, you have to isolate for 5 days, and then you can come out, but you got to come out for the next 5 days wearing a mask. So I think I can see that they're trying to now put the onus on us as the people and not so much on the NHS or whatever else. So they're trying to actually put it in our hands and make us responsible, which makes sense because not everything is run to the NHS and run to hospital. You know what I mean? I think people in this country go hospital for nonsense already and doctors for nonsense already that you can just handle in your house or with a little bit of common sense. But I'm hoping that these strains of COVID just get weaker and weaker and weaker and we can still maneuver, because I was saying this the other day, at some point, you see, when the flu first landed, yeah, people must have been devastated.
Mm.
Like, people must have been truly devastated. Like, hold on, wait, my bones are hurting. Why are the inside of my bones hurting? Why is my wrist hurting? I've never done, you know what I mean? They must have been devastated. Like, what is this? But we will see. We will see. But yeah, we do need carnival. 100%.
Yeah.
Each year that carnival doesn't happen, I feel less and less black.
That's funny still. I need to tweet that quickly. Let me tweet that.
While you're tweeting that, Kanye West bought the house across the road from Kim. I know we were talking about this last week about how he can get his girl back, and you don't think he shouldn't get his girl back, but he bought the house across the street.
Do you know why I love that?
Why?
Because he's so petty and so dumb, but it's funny.
Well, not really. Maybe he's doing it because he wants to be close to his children.
Do you know what the maddest thing is here? Can you imagine? When you go, every time you go to leave your house, you just see Kanye standing on the front lawn.
Watering the grass. Can't bring no man them to the house.
I actually think that's the best. Really? I think that's the best. I'm rating that move. I'm rating it.
This is why you can't be a billionaire, because I know you would be petty, fam.
Yeah.
Was a billionaire, you'd be doing them Nick Cannon and Kevin Hart jokes, sending a llama to my yard
I'm trying to do that now. You see, if I was a billionaire, and you want to leave me, I'm buying all the phone networks.
What?
I'm buying all the phone networks.
Why?
Try to just lock off your phone and let you see what. To my man, lock that off. Lock that off immediately. Lock that off. Bun that.
That's hilarious.
Bun that. Bun all of that.
Said, you make it so the person can't get network. They can't even get a phone.
Look, bruv, listen. No, they're going to get a phone. They're going to get a phone, but all you can do is get pay as you go. And all you've got is £1.50 credit that can last you a week. That's it. Yeah, that's it. So we're not doing that whole, you're not connecting to Wi-Fi, so we're going back old school where you got to pay for every picture that you send.
That's
you best make this worth it. Yeah,
you buy all the networks, you know. That's so funny.
Yeah, I dumb shit. I would. I'm rating Kanye.
I bought the house across the road.
He's moving like 50 Cent. You remember when 50 Cent was getting in beef with people?
Yeah, isn't it?
Whose mum did he follow? Was it
DJ Khaled's mum? He had video of DJ Khaled's mum sleeping at work.
Do you know how mad that is?
That's insane. Can you imagine you're beefing with somebody and then a video gets sent to your phone and it's your mum sleeping at work? What? What do you do? What do you do?
You just start saying sorry. Are you one?
And that's it. You can only apologize.
It's amazing.
Lala said, did we speak about Twitter comparing Jay-Z to Lil Wayne? People are saying Wayne would wash Jay-Z.
Millennials, man. Millennials.
You know what? You know what's mad though? Lil Wayne has got 20 tunes for Jay-Z.
Do you know what? Let me tell you something. I'm gonna say this because I heard this on a podcast the other day. Yeah. If we go catalog versus catalog, no one can beat Jay-Z. That's it. But if we go 20 tunes for 20 tunes, he can be beaten.
Lots of people can.
By who?
He can be beaten. What I'm trying to say is, if Jay-Z picks 20... 50
Cent. Wait. 50 Cent.
I don't know if 50 can be him.
Drake.
I don't know if 50... Do you know, let me tell you something.
Lil Wayne.
This is a big statement, We're talking about 20 tunes. If someone picks their biggest 20 tunes, that will shut down a Versus stage. You got to remember, at the moment, Versus in front of a crowd, Busta Rhymes could take 20 big tunes and beat Jay-Z.
Do you know what's mad about Jay-Z? Should I tell you what's really mad about Jay-Z? Jay-Z doesn't even have that many mainstream hits.
Nah, you're lying. That Jay-Z's got a lot of mainstream hits.
No, bro. Go look at the numbers.
Listen, catalog versus catalog. No one can beat Jay-Z.
What's mad? He's got bodies of work that have performed well, His albums have done well, You see that man like Busta Rhymes and that, They've had number ones, bro. Jay-Z's had one. You know Jay-Z's only number one is New York.
What makes a hit? No, because a hit doesn't necessarily have to be a number one.
That's right. Look at Lox.
A hit doesn't have to be a number one. I think the Mandem tune of the decade, it was probably Crew Love by Drake. That wasn't number one, but that comes on in any festival.
No, I'm talking about hits. How do you categorize a hit?
Bro. It's not about that.
Man saying a hit song is not a song that's number one.
No,
I think Lil Wayne's got 20 tunes for Jay-Z.
No,
I don't think Wayne can beat Jay-Z. But I do think, do you know what, again, as well, you have to think about the stage that Verse is in. It's not necessarily who's got the biggest tunes. It's how you drop them. It's who goes, it's what tune you drop against that person's tune, what tune comes after, the counteraction, all of that good stuff. You know
what? I'm with Ace. Busta Rhymes, you see Lil Wayne would be too high. He'd be too high. He would drop five bangers, then he would just fade out. Yeah, Jay-Z, you might try and play this too cool thing. Busta Rhymes' energy. Remember, Busta Rhymes is a yardie. He knows about the Sound Clash thing.
Busta Rhymes has got 20 for Jay-Z. No more, though. No more than that.
Busta Rhymes has been around for as long as Jay-Z, if not longer, fam.
But I don't think he's got more than 20 tunes for Jay-Z. Jay-Z's got more than 20
Busta's
tunes.
Busta's got 20 tunes for Jay-Z. Drake has got 20 tunes for Jay-Z.
Nah, no way.
Drake has got 40 tunes for Jay-Z.
What?
Yeah, Drake's got 20 tunes for
Drake
Jay-Z.
Drake has got 40
I don't think he'd win, though. I don't think he'd win.
I'm telling you, when we're talking about, let's be real, I'm a Jay-Z fan, you know. I know Jay-Z lyrics. Jay-Z lyrics live in my head, yeah, rent free. Yeah, proper Jay-Z fan. But I'm telling you, yeah, like Drake has got 40 songs for Jay-Z's 20, fam.
Drake's got about 8 rhythms, yeah. The rest of them, they're going to make you look at your girl and start lipsing your girl. That's not Sound Clash rhythms, cuz.
No, Drake's got
I don't think Drake could beat Jay-Z. But I do think he's got enough tunes to go up against
Kanye him. Could spin Jay-Z as well.
No, I can't. What? Are you right? Spin.
You're using some big words out there.
Yeah, you're using some big words.
You know what's mad? Jay-Z's just a better rapper than these people. He's not a better artist.
Catalogue for catalogue.
He's just a better rapper.
No, he's
Jay-Z can rap better than them.
You're wrong, Femi.
In the same way, you see Nas can rap better than Jay-Z.
But Nas can't beat Jay-Z in the verse.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. Exactly. The same reason everyone's using for why Nas can't beat Jay-Z. No one's applying it to everyone else for Jay-Z. It's weird.
Because Jay-Z has got hits as well.
What, like, this is the thing, yeah? Jay-Z's got hits, yeah? But, like, not like, he's not got, like, 50 hits.
Nah, he has.
List 50 hits.
Verses,
give me 50 Jay-Z
Wait,
songs.
Let me just say something. When we're talking about the Versus arena, yeah? The Lox didn't beat Dipset with hits. They didn't. Jadakiss did a freestyle and he murked them, man. Do you know what I'm saying? It's about how you perform on that stage. And this is what I'm trying to say. If we're going 20 for 20, there are other rappers that can beat Jay-Z. 100%. We're just talking about 20. We're talking about catalog versus catalog. He's the GOAT. He's the best of all time.
No one can talk about that.
But I'm talking about on that stage, if Jay-Z takes 20 hits and puts them up against another person's 20 hits, he might can lose.
DMX can spin Jay-Z, fam. And Swiss Beatz can do it himself on DMX's behalf, bro.
You're wilding. I want to get out of this conversation. You're making me uncomfortable.
I'll be real. I like Jay-Z a lot, yeah? But him saying, yeah, no one can spin him, yeah, is a bit mad. Jay-Z is a good rapper, but actually, Jay-Z's songs are not so much better than everyone else's songs.
About that, though, but he's just throwing his weight around. But the reality is, you got to take that statement seriously.
Jay-Z's got the best catalogue, bro.
Seriously.
There's no one's got a better catalogue.
No, but that's the end of it. We're talking about 20 for 20.
If it was about 20 for 20, then yeah, it's debatable.
But that's what we're talking about.
If we put his catalogue up against anyone's catalogue, no one can talk to him.
You know what's bad? Jadakiss can beat Jay-Z.
He's about 20 for 20.
Based on your reasoning, yeah, Jadakiss can spin Jay-Z.
Jadakiss is the best rapper of the year, if we really think about it. He owned 2021. But we've already seen that now. If Jay-Z came with that Jada energy, it would be unbeatable because he's got
but
the
Jay-Z
music
doesn't have that energy. Jay-Z
to back
is mad
it up.
Cool.
To back
Jay-Z's,
it up.
Jay-Z's mad cool. He doesn't have that energy.
No, but he's smart, though.
Jay-Z actually said,
but he's smart.
He goes, I ain't animated like, say, I'm Busta Rhymes. He said it, bro.
He said it.
Man, don't have the energy, bro. Listen, I'm a Jay-Z fan. People getting
upset us in the messages.
Oh, they're going in. They're going mad. They think I'm disrespecting Jay-Z.
You are, bro. Because Jay-Z is the GOAT. But no, again, Jay-Z like people, is the GOAT.
Man are saying they're unsubscribing. Man are saying, guys, I'm no longer following you lot. Man are saying, like, everyone will say, Wayne will tell you can't chat to Jay-Z, blah, blah. Listen, I'm not saying Jay-Z's not a good rapper, but Nas is a better rapper than Jay-Z. Jay-Z will tell you Nas is a better rapper than him. It's not about being a better rapper. No, but Jay-Z will tell you, yeah, Nas is a better rapper than him. This is how deep it is. Everyone in the game will say Nas is a better rapper than them. It's not about being a better rapper.
Are you just talking about verses?
I'm talking about 20 for 20 on verses stage.
All right, let me tell you this. Wayne can't beat Jay-Z 20 for 20.
Okay.
I don't think Wayne can.
Wayne can't, Drake can't. These are men that have had certified hits.
I don't think Wayne can.
Wild.
I don't think Wayne can. I think there's someone else that can, that has got 20 tunes on a stage in front of people you can't beat.
You know what it is? Let me go deep, yeah?
In the right arena, in the right settings, yeah, somebody like Vybz Kartel is going to shut down any stage show with 20 tunes. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jay-Z might have introverted tunes that we love and, like, Song Cries and those kind of records. Those are big tunes, but in a versus arena, they might not work. But so what I'm trying to say is 20 for 20, he could be beaten, but we're talking catalog versus catalog. No one's better.
Yeah, but nobody's spoken about catalog. Everyone's talking about verses. I don't know why we're like bringing catalogs into it.
I know, because you're saying people like Wayne can beat him, and I don't think he can.
I think Lil Wayne's got 20 tunes.
I'm not saying he hasn't. I just don't think he can beat Jay-Z.
Yeah, but you're just contradicting yourself.
I'm saying there are some artists, but I don't think Wayne's one of them.
I'll be real. I'll back my boy Drake for 40 tunes.
I think Jay-Z could have 40 tunes as well.
My boy Drake, yeah, can spin Jay-Z.
My boy, you know, like, what, have you got his number?
You know what it is? I don't have his number yet, but I'll be real. Do you know what it is sometimes, yeah, where we need to be mindful?
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah, because we're, like, of a certain age, yeah, we don't rate anything that came after that age group.
Explain. You're saying because Drake is new, we don't rate him.
We can't imagine a world, yeah, where Drake, Kendrick, or J. Cole are like in the top five rappers ever.
No, I don't agree with that.
But they possibly can be.
I don't agree with that.
What do you mean?
I don't agree with that. I think we acknowledge what Drake's done is just unquestionable. It's amazing. Who Kendrick is to hip hop today is unquestionable.
Like, no, but this is what I'm saying. You just clarified it. You said to hip hop today.
Are you smart of all time?
Yeah, bro.
I think like
what these men are doing.
I hear you. As much as we fight it, you know, it's hard for me to come out of my mouth. But I hear what you're. I understand what you mean,
bro.
I understand what you mean.
Because we're of a certain age, yeah, we can't bring ourselves, yeah, to believe that men that have come after have maybe superseded what them man, like what your Buster's done, what your Jay-Z's done, what, because we're of a certain age and because like we appreciate like, you know, the technical abilities and like their contribution, like late 90s rap basically made rap, isn't it? But like the main thing, like the main...
It's the LeBron Michael Jordan thing, basically.
Yeah, we can't. Man are like, oh, LeBron can never be better than Jordan. But are you all right, though? Like, look at what he's achieved.
Yeah.
Banda.
Man are saying Jay-Z has a catalog span in 30 years. So does Busta Rhymes. So does Tribe Called Quest. So, like, Lil Wayne's got a catalog spanning probably as long as Jay-Z. Lil Wayne come out at the same time as Jay-Z. Lil Wayne didn't come out long after Jay-Z, long before after Jay-Z. You know that, innit?
Yeah, well, like,
the Hot Boy stuff counts.
Yeah,
Imagine this, yeah. Imagine
that was still like late.
No, but Damon, listen to this. Listen to this. Imagine Lil Wayne, yeah, and then man made up the word bling bling. They made up the phrase bling bling. If it wasn't for them, yeah, no one in the world will say bling bling. How mad is that?
I don't want to compare Jay-Z
to Wayne. Okay, you're absolutely like right. You're absolutely
how
right.
Mental? No, but how mental, yeah? How mental is it, yeah? That people say bling bling, yeah, as like part of, even my mum knows what bling bling is.
Absolutely, but there's people that run around saying shizzle, my nizzle. Man created up his own language, yeah, and had people running around talking it.
Well, all people I'm saying stuff. Is, I rate Jay-Z a lot. I really respect Jay-Z. I love Jay-Z. I think Jay-Z is important to rap. But I just think we need to stop being in the late 90s, early noughties, and thinking like the world lives in that place where the world has moved on. There's youths here that were born in 2000 that are 21 that have never listened to a Jay-Z album in their life.
What does that mean, though? What does that mean? There's people that were born recently that are probably turn around and say, I couldn't care less for Michael Jackson. What does that mean? That we've now got to start acknowledging that because people have come after.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that there are people that have come after Jay-Z that have achieved as much, if not more.
And do you know what's funny? The last person that really tried to come out and try and make a silly statement like that was who's that R&B guy, Ace, that said he's the king of R&B, the young you?
Jacquees.
Big man, shut your mouth. Shut up. What are you talking about?
No one's done more than Jay, bro.
No, I don't. I don't think so, man.
No one's done more than Jay, man.
The guy goes, I'm not going to see it in 10-3 when it comes out.
He's cancelled you. Jay-Z's the GOAT, man. He's the greatest of all time. It's unquestionable.
Jay-Z banged that judge on you lot, man.
Jay-Z's the best.
I think Jay-Z's fantastic. I think
no, it's not fantastic. He's the best. He's untouchable.
You got spot by Nas, though. All Nas has to do is play Aoife.
That's one record. Then what?
What's he going to play? At the end. All he has to do is just drop Aoife at the end.
That's one tune.
Imagine Nas, yeah, drops Aoife, yeah? Like, the clash is going well. Jay-Z's winning every round, yeah? Final round, yeah? Nas goes on that stage. Madison Square Gardens does Aoife. F Jay-Z. Oh, my gosh. He will win. He'll win.
And then Jay-Z will just bring out Beyonce and it's shut down.
Jay-Z's smart.
Jay-Z will just say, look who my wife is, fam. Where's your wife?
That's Jay-Z. That's every Jay-Z lyric at the moment. Look who my wife is.
And that's really? It. That's what he has to say.
Nah, Jay, do you know what's mad?
Who has to turn to Nas and say, who did you bring?
Do you know what's mad? Should that be real?
I brought Rihanna, Kanye West, Beyonce.
And you know what? And you see that what you're saying there? That is part of the verses as well.
But do you know what's mad, yeah? Jay-Z has said some terrible lyrics, you know? I don't even want to get into it. Man was talking about Lil Wayne's got terrible lyrics. Jay-Z's got some poor lyrics.
This Jay-Z slander, I can't be on this. I can't be on the screen when you're doing
come
this.
Come on, bro.
I can't. People are watching this.
Gassed.
Nah, people are watching this.
Man said Lil Twist is better than Jay-Z.
He said that. Block them from the group, man.
And Kanye is actually definitely could spin Jay-Z, but we move.
Can you stop using the word spin?
Yeah, he could spin him.
Nah, you're wilding, bro.
Remember, bro, Kanye bossed Jay-Z. Jay-Z wasn't popping. Kanye gave him Watch the Throne. Right,
let's get out of here. Jay-Z anyway, wasn't guys. Popping.
Kanye gave him Watch the Throne. But you know, like, this is how deep it is, yeah? Jay-Z was so not popping, yeah? He had to do a deal with Samsung to go platinum on his album.
What is this slander? What is it? Where does this come from?
Bro, man, he's...
What did your jumper say?
It says...
Okay, I put it there's some mad quote or something that you're just, I don't know, you're just getting a mad energy from your jumper. Yeah,
I'm being real. What's going on over there? What I'm saying to you lot, yeah, is that as much as I love Jay-Z, I think you lot need to take a broader perspective on this rap thing and stop being stuck in the like late 90s. I think that was the beginning and end of rap.
You're absolutely right, Femi. You're absolutely right. This is how you treat people like Femi Ace. You just tell them you're absolutely right.
Can I just say, look, do you know what? In Femi's defense, I've never seen the chat so active. Well done. They're getting energy. So it's fine. Thank you very much for that.
I've never seen it.
They're just scrolling. They're getting in.
Man, say the bad Jay-Z lyric. Every lyric he says about I'm married to Beyonce.
That's not bad. Cool, he's married to Beyonce.
We've heard it, man.
What is wrong with you? Jay-Z's the goat. That's the end of it. Anyway, guys, Femi, your birthday this week, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be lit. You man are not coming. It's fine. Hopefully, my real
Damon, you're not going.
Will be there. Damon's not coming. Damon started dropping hints already. Nowhere man started dropping hints.
I didn't even drop hints. I told Femi when I saw him, I'm not coming, bro. He wasn't a hint.
Damon's not coming.
I'm not even going to lie. The DJ selection.
Who's playing?
Ace.
No, Ace. Femi, I'm hurt. Who are you playing?
Ace. Femi has drawn card on this one. Ace.
Tell me. Bring me.
I've not even drawn cards. He's just trying to be a star.
Femi's drawn cards. Femi's lineup. Yeah.
Is it fire?
Birthday.
Is it fire?
I'm not mad.
Are you dumb? Are you dumb?
Who's playing? I want to know.
Who have you said is probably the youngest fire DJ that you've heard?
Youngest one?
Yeah.
Jeremiah Siama. Is Jerry playing?
Yeah, he's coming still. Should I tell you me and Jeremiah Siama?
You said what?
Should I tell you me? Like, me and him have a nice bond, you know, me and Jeremiah.
I've got beef with him, so I should turn up just to handle this.
Should I tell you why me and him have a nice bond?
Go on.
Why?
So one time, yeah, so Jerry's messaged me. First time I ever met him. I ever even heard of him in my life, yeah. Was this you DM'd me and said, oh, Femi, I'm seeing loads of stuff about the Intent 2. Can I be in it? I'm not good at acting, but I want to be part of the project. I messaged him, yeah. I said to her, like, no, like, why would you tell me, like, you're not good at acting and you want to be part of my project? Like, what do you think this is? Like, you don't even respect my craft. Was something like that. And then I saw him at the barbershop and I spoke to him. And no one's coming to my party after my Jay-Z slander. I'm just saying, stop being old, yeah? Open your minds.
I'm going to come and do a Jay-Z set, 60 minutes of Jay-Z.
60 minutes of Jay-Z. I'd love it. I'll be there. I'll know all the words. This is how deep it is. But and then Jerry, I saw him at the barbershop and he was like, we had jokes about it. He was like, you know what? It was just too loud. I just wanted to be part of it. Said it was just too loud. I just wanted to be part of it. And then the other day I bumped into him at Selfridges, yeah? And he's like, I want to buy some, it's my birthday. I want to buy some like nice shoes. I want to buy some expensive shoes to go with my clothes. I goes, oh, don't worry, man. I had my brethren with me, you know, my plug, my Selfridges plug. We got my Selfridges plug. She was there. I said to her, you know, it's my young brother. It's his birthday. He's doing a party that he's not invited me to. Can you plug him up? And she plugged him up. And he got some nice expensive shoes. He's like, Femi, this is the most money I've ever spent on shoes before. I goes, you know what? Do you want me to drop you some of the peas that I want to experience this moment with you? And he was embarrassed that he didn't take the peas. I would have taken the peas personally, because like no one's ever said that to me when I was 20 something to bust me. Like he was like, nah. So that's my young bro, man. That's why he's humble and he does his thing.
Do you know what I like about him? So like, Jerry will come in the studio and be like, yo, like, tell me about this. Like, man will write notes, like, he'll write things down and, like, he wants to learn. He wants to really, like, be the best at what he does.
Bon Jerry. I might come just to dash
water. I said, Bon Jerry. Why? What did he do to you, bro?
Bon Jerry.
Bon him in the night,
but let him know that I'm saying, he will know what I'm saying, Bon Jerry. He will know what I'm saying, Bon Jerry.
I've got a feeling I know. Who else is playing?
Nah, there's not even that. I need to sort out a couple more DJs. So I got at the moment, I've got Jerry.
There's a guy playing. He's got a brother who looks exactly like him.
So I've got Twin.
Okay.
Twin, I've got. Which twin? I need twins. A mix from you, Ace.
Nah, man. Damn, if I'm not there, then there's.
No, I need a mix, bro.
I can't be there.
Ace, man. So at 9 o'clock, yeah.
Femi, don't do that, because you know what he's trying to do? He's trying to get you to make a mix for like a warm-up session to play when people start arriving. Don't do that.
I need a mix, Ace. I need a mix.
I'm a headline on nothing.
Ace, I need a mix. Need a mix.
That's rude.
No, Ace, I need a mix.
I said you sound. Don't worry about that.
I need a mix. I need two-hour mix.
Ace is going to send you something, and every 5 minutes,
I don't even mind. I don't even mind. I don't even mind. You can mix a Jay-Z hour.
I'll do a Jay-Z hour.
Do all a right, Jay-Z cool. hour. Like, best of Jay-Z. 20
I'll be honest. I'm sending you something that's just already in the
laptop. You know, so. Funny Tommy said something that was hilarious. He goes, oh, tomorrow, you lot do a Zoom. Like, Ace versus next Zoom. Ace should have 20 Jay-Z songs and Femi with 20 Drake songs.
Versus, let's do it.
On behalf of our guys.
We can't do it on YouTube, man. Though. YouTube will lock us off.
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, no. So I've got, those are my two DJs so far. So I'm trying to get Longers to DJ. And I've just, you know what? I might get Shaq as well. Because I like him. I like his little energy.
Good energy.
Yeah, man. These little youths. You see me? I'm for, like, as you can tell, yeah, from my vibe, from my arguing, I'm new gen. I want to bust, like, these new gen. Bring their different vibe. I want to see what's going on. I can't ever make it to their party, so they might as well come bring their energy to my party.
What do I need to do to secure entry? Because obviously space is limited. What do I need to do to secure entry?
What? You're not coming.
I'm coming now. Me plus one, I'm coming.
Bro, all you have to do, yeah, is show Ace is the warm-up act. Allow it, man. Why is everyone being like this, man? Why is it?
Because that's what you're trying to do, bro. You're trying to demote me because I had a little 3 months off.
Bro, don't worry, man.
I'm still big at it, you know. Watch when I'm outside.
You know what you should do, Ace? You know what you should do, Ace? Yeah? You should... What we should do... You know how when man's doing a concert and a special gift... Remember how Chris Brown ran on stage?
Yeah,
and he just ran off.
Play one, two.
Down. What we need to do... is get like one of them, like a space suit helmet, yeah, and just wrap the rest of you in cling film, and you just come out and you start DJing like proper.
So I can avoid the Amarian.
Proper quarantined off in your little own cocoon.
Listen, in a little bare package.
Yeah.
Listen.
I'll do the DJ set from the car. I can do it by Bluetooth.
You understand?
You're not doing the most.
Furthermore, we just bust the gates and have you drive in. Come on, are you mad, Ace?
You know that's. Do you know once? Should I tell you about the time I took popcorn to cabbies?
Where they bust the gate for you?
Nah, cool. Last story. I'm going into it. I'm quite hungry as well. I don't even know why I keep talking. But last story. Imagine, yeah, we're shooting this popcorn video. I'm like, Poppy, we need a party scene. Like, let's do a party scene. He's like, all right, cool, bet. And then he's gone, I'll meet you there. Yeah. So what they've done, yeah, I've driven ahead, yeah. Me and the crew have driven ahead. We're waiting for, like, we've got to the venue. Imagine the security at cabbies is trying not to let man in.
Who, popcorn?
No, me.
Oh, senior. Was so he already in there?
He's like, no, your name's not on the list. Sorry. I'm like, listen, see, the guy that owns this venue will be very upset if he finds out that you're keeping me outside there for ages.
Yeah.
I can't get hold of the guy. Ringing Moses. Moses not answering. Ringing him. He's not answering. Eventually, someone sees me. That's from that. And is apologizing. Imagine I pulled up there with popcorn and that's happening. Because the guy... Do you know what it was? The guy at the door knew who I was.
Yeah.
You know them securities that are like, yeah, I know who you are, but I don't care who you are. You could be Barack Obama. I'm not letting you in.
Why though?
For no reason.
Not on the list.
I hate that. I'm sorry. That's really annoying to me.
And so, like, there's people going past me that are on the list. They're like, oh, Femi, oh, what's going on? Oh, what? You're not letting Femi in. You know that one?
Yeah.
And the guy's just trying to embarrass you. Anyway, I made him apologize. I made literally because I was like, you know what? I'm gonna make you apologize to me because, like, you know what? This is upset. Like, you're really drawing me out, and I'm bringing popcorn here. Imagine I bring popcorn here, and you're doing this to him. Anyway, popcorn's come. I've obviously patterned it, but popcorn's come. It bust the gates. You know them Mercedes, them long Mercedes.
Yeah,
he's turned up with like the whole of Hackney. That's what took them so long. Turn up with a whole of Hackney, like running the place. People are going mad. Everyone's going crazy. There's an upstairs bit in cabbies. Yeah, it's only meant for 20 people. All the girls in the club managed to find their way up there. It was mental. It was wild still. And then we tried to sort of shoot some stuff, some content in between. It was a good, little little something. My party will not be like that. How did you get
that,
in?
That guy
How
still work there?
Huh?
That guy still work there?
I've never seen him since.
Good.
How do you get in? You get a message from me saying, show this to gain entry.
Send me that message now, I beg.
You've got the message.
Huh?
You've got the message.
All right, see it there. All right, I'll see you. When is it? Tomorrow? When is it? Tomorrow, Thursday, Friday?
My birthday celebration is on Thursday the 30th at a place that I just baited out. And in order to get in, you need a message from me saying, show this to gain entry. And that's it. No tickets. You need a message that says this is Femi, and they will let you in.
Ace, you're rolling with me. We got tinted windows in the back, so you can just slide through quickly.
Yeah, I'm coming. Supermaster up.
Be outside.
If anyone sees me though, guys, don't mind your business, innit?
Ace, yeah. Just wear like them help them space helmets, please, man. come looking like.
Do you know what? Funny enough, yeah, I've got a balaclava for you.
Yeah?
I've actually got a balaclava for you. A brand new one from Chifa.
Is that going to keep the Amarian away?
So bust that, yeah. Bust that with a mask underneath it.
Yeah.
With some stunners so people can't see. So they won't even notice you.
I won't be able to breathe.
You want to get protected from Amarian. I'm doing that, cuz.
We'll work
it out. You understand?
Guys, I got work in the morning, so... I say that, but it's like I have to go there. I literally just roll out of my bed and get on.
How's that going?
It's cool, man. Me and Shawnee are having a lot of fun in the morning. I'm actually enjoying it. Shout out to everybody that's been locked in. It's fun. It's just like doing radio with your brethren. It's not even like radio. We just chat shit and cuss each other for 3 hours.
What's man? Are you connected by video? How are you not so tight with it?
I don't know. I think like, because like Shawnee's my actual people, you kind of just get to, you understand the pattern. I know where he's going with the conversation and likewise. So I know when he's going to stop. He knows when I'm going to stop. We don't even talk about what we're going to do on the show. We literally just go.
You shouldn't be saying you don't talk about what you're going to do, but anyway, we move.
It's Christmas, so like, there's not really a schedule. There's a few things that are in the show that we know what we're going to do. But in regards to like what we're going to talk about, it just happens. It's fun.
It's sick, man.
But I'll be back in the office, in the studio in January. So this is the last show of the year. It's a shame that Lee couldn't join us, but I'm sure he'll be here next week. You guys have a... Do you know what? More than anything, be safe over the New Year's period. Yeah, enjoy yourselves, but just be wary that Omarion is out there.
Imagine England's the only country in the UK that's allowing New Year's Eve parties.
It's mad.
This is how unpopular our Prime Minister is, that he's bribing us with catching COVID for New Year's. But yeah, we move.
All right, we'll be back next week. You guys rate, subscribe, comment. Happy New Year to everybody. All right, sorry, quickly, did you guys get to see Spider-Man yet?
Yeah, I saw it.
What do you think?
Banging.
Absolutely. Did you go to cinema?
Huh?
Actually, no, don't answer that.
Of course I did. Of course. I went Grant in Creighton.
Oh, you did?
Huh?
All right, that must have been a horrible experience.
The escalators didn't work.
Yeah, that's not the best.
Give me enough cheese sauce. It was all mad. But, you know, we move, innit?
I am watching it on Friday on my BAFTA app.
One. Oh, at home?
Yeah.
That's me. What's all later? All right, guys, rate, subscribe, comment. Happy New Year. We love you. Jay-Z's the GOAT. Femi's wiling.
I'm going to copy some of these, Ace.
I need some Crocs. Until then...
Can we call this episode "Each Year That Carnival Doesn't Happen"? I feel less and less black.
Yeah, let's do that. Kaya, lock off the live, but I just needed to ask these lot something off camera, off YouTube.
Lock off the live.